This is a preview from our angel story today.
Caesar, let's put on your spare tire. So he began to jack up my car, and he was in the process of helping me. I look up, and his license plate says 222. And I'm like, okay, it only took the angels like 10 minutes, and they answered me. I was like, oh my gosh.
Beautiful souls, do you have a prayer request or want us to send you healing energy today? Would you like us to be praying for your friend or loved one? If this is you, go to worldslargestprayernetwork.com to submit your prayer request. And while you're there, please sign up to join our team of prayer warriors. The angels say prayer not only opens you to miracles, raises your vibration, and helps you heal, but the more you pray, the more God's presence is felt on earth. Feel your angels' love as they surround you right now, and listen for the positive, loving messages your angels intended specifically for you in today's episode. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Angels and Awakening podcast. I'm your host and author, Julie Jancis. Friends, today we're here with Jennifer from Hawaii, who has some beautiful, beautiful angel stories to share. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
So great to have you here. I'm going to have you take it away and share your first story.
Okay, so this angel story is about my father. He passed away on July 10th, 2022. He was 91 years old. He died in his sleep, so it was very peaceful. You know, everyone was kind of psychologically preparing for it in his 90s, you know. So all of my family got together in California. My daughter flew in from St. Petersburg, Florida, and we all got together. I stayed with my mother in their assisted living home. So there was about a week that we had to grieve as a family together. My daughter, at the time, she was 28 years old, and we hadn't got to spend any quality mother-daughter time together. So we made a plan that after the memorial and the wake, that she and I would go up to the Redwood Forest in Humboldt County, where the giant redwood trees are, where my daughter was actually born. We had a home birth. So I went around and was like hugging giant redwood trees to go through the birth. Anyhow, so we went from the wake and we got in the car. I had rented a car from Hertz rental car. And it's funny because my dad's original name from Germany is Herzog. So H-E-R-T-Z was kind of like a, oh, and then the number was 33333. And I was like, okay, Dad, I love you. Thank you for the car. And so throughout the trip, we saw signs of divine angelic energy of 333. And so that's how I communicate with my dad now. And actually, last night, I woke up at the dot of 333 and had a visitation dream from him. So it's like, oh my gosh. Okay, so to understand more of the background, we went from full-on sorrow and grieving to joy and happiness in the same day, which was like so amazing, you know, to do that. So we're driving up in the Redwoods. We saw a small cottage-style store specializing in rocks, crystals, sage, Palo Santo, incense, and a huge collection of stones from all around the world. We told each other to meditate and ask for angelic assistance in finding the right crystal, which resonated with our spirit. The store was run by an elder man and his son from India. Before I go any further, I need to tell everybody that I'm a mermaid. I know people think I'm crazy when I say that, but I live in Hawaii and I have to have the ocean in my life. I don't like to be landlocked. So anyhow, here we go. So we began to search for our special crystal in meditative silence. Within 20 minutes, I found my beautiful blue crystal. I told the son from India that this was the stone which resonated with me. He told me that I should read about it and gave me this giant book on like meanings and origins of stones. And so I looked at my stone and what I read gave me goosebumps. It said, "This is the stone of mermaids." out of the whole store, that's the rock that I picked. And I want to show it to everybody. It's so pretty. It has like little mini galaxies within it. So it's, yeah, this is aquamarine. I felt myself raised into a high vibration. I've always known that I'm a mermaid, but this confirmation made me feel so happy. I was teased by so many friends when I was a kid and even as an adult. So this stone justifies the truth for me that I'm not crazy.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, they say too that just being around the ocean, I'm an ocean person. I just love being around the water, a lake person too, that just being around a larger body of water brings your elevation up, your just heightened vibration, just like when you go out into the forest and it's like a nature bath for your energy. So too is just being around a large body of water.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyhow, I want to tell you quickly about aquamarine. Its name comes from the Latin word for seawater. The stone's ancient lore is said to be the treasure of mermaids. In Indian philosophy, aquamarine is associated with the throat chakra, Julie. So it's good for your throat. Allows person to speak clearly and alleviates anxiety. So this stone comes from ancient mariners and seafarers. It's also known as the sailor's stone, said to calm the waves and keep sailors safe. For thousands of years, aquamarine has been associated with the sea and its fantastical creature, the mermaid. So let me return to my daughter. I asked her if she had found anything, and she goes, "No, Mom, give me some space. I need more time." So I'm like, okay. So I just waited for her to do her thing and purchase some Palo Santo. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like smudging with sage, but it's a piece of wood and it clears all negative energy and it smells wonderful. So I got a couple of those. And then finally, after another half hour, my daughter asked the elderly gentleman to pull a crystal behind a glass display case. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, oh no, it's going to be like so expensive. I'm like, just relax. It's going to be okay. So he asked for him to pull it out. And I'm like, oh my God, it was so beautiful. And the name of it is called apatholite, which is a stone or a crystal known to be a powerful way to communicate with angels and be spiritually uplifted. It cleanses your auric field and manifests intense clearing of negativity. Apatholite is said to connect you to your angels and guides, bringing you even closer to the angelic realm. Also known to assist with increasing and enhancing psychic vision. One of the chakras associated with apatholite is the third eye and also the crown chakra. So my daughter said, "This is the crystal which resonates with me." The elderly gentleman pulled it out and gave it to her. And he goes, "Who is this crystal for?" And she's like, "Me?" And he goes, "I gift to you. I give to you." Like, I was like, oh my God. And she was like, "Mom." I'm like, oh my God. And so I went to pay for everything. And like, technically that crystal was like $200 crystal. And so it was so sweet of him to give it to her. So we said goodbye. We said thank you. And his son also gifted me as well with a blue heart of lapis lazuli. If you're familiar with it, it's kind of like a bluish purple. It's one of the most highest regarded gems in Egypt, used by Michelangelo to paint the Sistine Chapel, helps with depression and insomnia, and soothes the throat and thyroid issues. Julie, once again.
I love this. I love it.
A couple of, yeah. So we got back in the car and we were just like saying thanks and gratitude for the stones to the crystals. We got back on the road through the forest and she goes, "Mom, I'm so happy." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "She told me that she had been meditating and asking the angels for guidance. Like that whole time she was praying to her angels and that's what they gave her." So to both of us, that was directly from divine love from the angelic realm. And we were so astounded at the wonderful message from the angels. We had goosebumps and tingling and sheer joy, like tears of joy. Such a beautiful story. So that's my first story.
I love that. It's so interesting. The angels actually talk about how going and visiting your local crystal shop, which one of my spiritual friends and I, we do that every once in a while. We'll go just down to, if anybody's an Illinoisan, Geneva is a town that's close to St. Charles and Batavia, and it's got the cutest little crystal rock shop down there. So if you go to your local crystal store and you just walk in, a really great intuitive practice is to almost center yourself when you get into the rock shop or beforehand. When you enter into a crystal store, most times, 9 times out of 10, it has a very positive intention. And because you're surrounded by all of these high vibrational crystals, it almost feels like you're walking into like another dimension or something, because it's just such a high vibrational physical point of existence that you can go to. But if you can just center into your own energy and tune into your vibration and either say a prayer to your angels or just say a prayer to God, universe, source, help me connect with my intuition, help me connect with my own energy, and help me feel, you know, alignment and resonance and connection to the crystal that you want me to have today within the crystal shop. And you can look around the entire crystal store and be like, oh, that's beautiful. And that's beautiful. And that's got a great meaning, or that has a great sentiment, but you will feel this heart pull to the crystal that is for you. And you don't have to know what the, you know, name of it is, and you don't have to know what it means. Oftentimes, just tuning in and using this as an intuitive exercise and feeling that pull to that crystal that is just kind of calling to you, it's like getting a number sign and then going and looking up Joanne Sacred Scribe's number index, looking up the number meaning, and you're like, oh my gosh, that fits so well for this moment in my life. Yeah. When you do that with the crystals and you just allow yourself to find it with alignment, and then you look at the meaning, it's the exact same. Oh my gosh, this is perfect for my life right here, right now.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Do you have any ones that you like, that you resonate with?
I'm terrible. I love my crystals. I have them in every room in every house. My daughter is very much more into this. I got her a whole bunch of books on crystals. She knows how to wash them, and she cleanses them, and she takes them out when it's a full moon. And, you know, she knows exactly what to do with all of them. But that's just how I have found all of my crystals, is I just tune in to what's calling to my heart. And then I just come home with a new one each time. Actually, in my closet, I have, I don't know what they're called, but like one of those bracelet holders. It almost looks like a long T. And I have thought about, I almost want to keep the tag on each one of the bracelets, because I always forget the meaning of them. But I have, you know, 10 of them, and I do wear them based on the meaning and what I'm feeling. Friends, do you want to get daily guidance from your spirit team, but just don't know how to tune in? Or maybe you've been trying to hear your intuition, but you feel like you're not hearing anything back. Or maybe you're hearing something back, but you don't know if it's your spirit team or not. Let me teach you all of this and more in my brand new 4-week course called Be Your Own Angel Messenger. I'm running this class live September 18th. And if this resonates with you, it's because your angels are trying to teach you how to tune into this information so they can guide you more directly in your life, and so that you'll feel more confident following your heart. It all begins September 18th. Be sure to check out the VIP ticket for smaller group lessons. Just a reminder that annual paying members get this course and the VIP ticket free as a perk. Become an annual member before September 17th and receive this course free as part of your annual paying angel membership. Find a link to more info in the show notes below. Now let's get back to the show. Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for the next story?
Absolutely. Take it
Okay.
away.
Okay, so here we go again. Okay, this is a little background. The year before my father died, in September 2019, my sister Lori, my brother Jim, and I decided to do the Alcatraz Shark Fest swim, which is like this crazy swim from this old prison called Alcatraz to the shore of San Francisco. So you're literally like turning to the side and swimming in the water next to the Golden Gate Bridge. It's crazy. Totally crazy. So anyhow, I practiced for 3 months. Every day I would swim here on the coast of Hawaii. The swim takes place in open bay water, water temperatures ranging in 58 degrees to 60 degrees. It's a 1.5 mile swim from Alcatraz to the shore of San Francisco. And this swim is not for the faint-hearted.
People haven't been there and been to that bay, like almost where Fisherman's Wharf is, and you can look across. They have it in Ant-Man 2, if anybody's ever seen that. But it's really, really far. It does not look like an easy swim whatsoever. And it's often very, very choppy waters. Like, it is heightened waves over there too.
Call it the Shark Fest, and everyone's like, you're crazy to go out there, there's great white sharks. No, the reason they call it that is because you're crammed together with all these swimmers in the water, and most people have wetsuits on, and you're just like kicking and swimming, and everybody's fins are in your face. So that's why it's like a fest, right? And then you gradually separate yourself and do your own thing away from everybody. My father taught all of his children to swim. He had six children, three boys, three girls. And so out of these kids, there was my brother and two sisters. So three out of six children swimming in the San Francisco Bay. You know, it was kind of his last hurrah. And we could all feel like sense it, like it was really sacred for all of us. He used to be a lifeguard and competitive swimmer in his 20s, and then he did competitive swimming in his 60s. Knowing that my 90-year-old father was not getting any younger, I knew this was really special. So I finished the race. Happy to say I did it in 59 minutes. My goal was to like just go and give my mother and father like a giant wet hug.
Yeah.
And oh, this is the important part. Before we got in the water, each swimmer was given a number on their hand, and mine was 222, 222. And I'm like, 22 is my birthday. So
amazing.
That's why I chose today, because it's June 22nd.
Happy
so
birthday.
Thank you. So this became like a really sacred number to me, my power number. I didn't know it at the time, but ever since then, it's been like really intense, which fast forwards to angel number three story. It's really simple. Oh, before I say this, I wanted to tell you, Julie, about your oneness.
Yeah.
Finding your oneness in a safe place. Mine is in the ocean with my fins and goggles. That's where my happy place is.
I love it. That's beautiful.
So, okay, fast forward. Okay, it's this year, 2023. I swim at this beautiful black sand beach about 3 to 4 times a week. And the dolphins actually come there and you can swim with them in the wild. It's amazing. So anyhow, I was traveling back home from the ocean on this 2-lane highway. The speed limit was 55 miles per hour. I was happily listening to music when suddenly out of nowhere, a huge boulder in the middle of the road blew out my left tire. So it was terrifying. I got in my car to the side of the road and I began to cry and pray. And I said, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Metatron, all the cherubim, all the seraphim, please help me, please. And I was crying. I'm like freaking out. And I was just, you know, just like, what am I going to do? And my body was in that flight or fight mode. Like, I get really anxious when car troubles happen. So anyhow, my phone didn't have reception in the rural area. So I called 911, which most people have that in their phone. They answered, they said they'll send a police officer. So I'm sitting there waiting for the officer. 2 minutes later, this gentleman pulls over and asks me, do you need help, ma'am? And I said, yes, please help me. Thank you. So he's all, let's put on your spare tire. So he began to jack up my car and he was in the process of helping me. I look up and his license plate says 222. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, it only took the angels like 10 minutes and they answered me. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, you know what? It's so good to be with like-minded people that don't think I'm crazy. Like, yes. So nice to be in your membership.
Oh, I really thanks, am grateful. Jennifer. Yes. Well, and they know, like, they know what's coming. They know what you're going to need. And so they're always planning and preparing and prepping everything so that, you know, maybe that guy was supposed to be going out somewhere 10 minutes earlier, but he ran inside, grabbed a drink of water, grabbed his keys, or, you know, they kind of are puppet masters from the other side, making sure that everything just like lines up just so.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was literally praying and shouting to the angels, like, help, help, help. Yes. And they do. They did. It's real. There really are angelical, you know, realms and help and assistance. You just have to tune in.
Yeah.
So, okay. There's a last story. Do we have time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
okay,
I'm getting messages for your daughter that I want to bring through too.
Oh, cool. She'll love that. Okay. So last week at the beach, my service dog Milo and I were down there. You know, I like to play in the waves and throw the ball with him. And I look over and he has a fishing hook with the dangling line coming out of his mouth. And I'm like, and I run over and like all my friends were surrounding him and trying to pry his mouth open so I could get in there and get the hook out. But I reached to the back of his throat and it was embedded in his tongue. And they're like, Jenny, go to the vet right away. Go to the vet. And so like, I was freaking out. I grabbed my pack and grabbed him and ran up the cliff and got in the car and raced to the veterinarian. And I was so freaked out because I'm a nurse and the airway is a huge, huge thing, you know, for anybody, right? So anyhow, I made it there and I rushed him in and they put us inside a private room, came back in. They said, oh, the surgery is going to cost $450. And I'm like, I don't have that money. I've got like $60 cash on me if you'll do it for that. And they're like, oh, no. So they gave me this credit card thing to apply for, which they give to people in emergency situations. And I applied, denied. I applied, denied. Then I started having a meltdown, crying my head off. And the nurse comes into the room and she shows me like local grants for animals in need of emergency surgery. And because it was an ocean-related incident, it covered the entire bill. And right when that happened, my sister texted me at 222.
Wow. That's incredible.
Again?
Yes. And what earth angels to have those scholarships and those grants just possible? There are so many earth angels, and the angels always come in saying this to folks that we kind of diminish or like poo-poo the things that we're doing here on earth, like it's not worthy enough or it's not good enough. But they're like, no, you have no idea how much you're touching the lives of other souls. And I think this is a perfect example of that too.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And so was your puppy okay?
Yeah, he got really sick with vomiting and diarrhea and stuff. I wanted to say thank you for having me on the Angel Stories. I love listening to any of your guys' angel stories. They're amazing and they bring affirmation and happiness and your morning miracles, way to go. Now you're doing afternoon ones.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't shared that on the podcast yet. It was just something that came up this year and I've just been doing with the angel members, but I try and get up every morning, Monday through Friday, and share my spiritual practice with everybody in the angel membership in our private group. And so some people live on different coasts or in different countries. So some people watch the one from the day before, but it's just a way for us as a community of members to really stay firm and concrete in our spiritual practice and not let it fade. Because so often in this work, I hear people say, Julie, I was doing so well. I was meditating. I had my spiritual practice going, and then it just fell off. And then everything went back to the way it was. And I've got to get back into it. So the angels came in and said, Julie, if you share your spiritual practice for 5-10 minutes every morning to your angel members, it'll help them stay on task and with their spiritual practice. And it's different every single morning. Some mornings we do a visualization, some mornings we do a healing, but I'm planning to continue that because I think it's just so fun and it's so connecting for all of us.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yay. Okay, Jennifer, the seraphim are really calling your daughter to step into her power, to step into her confidence, because she is here to just do magnificent things in this lifetime. But she has that we all do, that egoic mind that just comes in and says, what if, or, you know, other people can do it, but I can't, or what if I fail, or what if I make a mistake? And they're like, she just needs to stand firm in the signs that they're giving her too, because they're bringing in so many signs. And what they want those signs for her to serve as is validation that she's on the right path, validation that they're working with her, validation that everything that she can dream within her own mind, she can go out and create it within this physical world. So they're really excited. They say that she is an earth angel. You know, I don't know if you have my book, Jennifer.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
She's a galactic and an earth angel.
Yeah. Like when you tap into her energy, you can feel that angel wings between the shoulder blades of her back. So, yeah.
And then like the first thing you said, seraphim is calling you to
step into her power.
Oh, to step into her power. Okay.
She's very intuitive. We all get the end vision first of what it is that we're supposed to be doing. And she's seen it, but she doesn't have full belief in herself. And until we have that full belief, it's like a combination for a recipe. You know, one of my best friends from college, Sarah, who I've had on the podcast, she's a baker. And one time she told me, you know, Julie, you approach baking like approach cooking, and it's not the same. She goes, with baking, it's completely precise. With my ADD, that doesn't agree with me though, right? Like you need a cup of flour and you need a cup of sugar and you need a cup of this. It's like that when we manifest and when we co-create in this lifetime. And part of that ingredient is getting the end vision first. Like, okay, here's what they're showing me. For example, one time I was in a gong bath with just dozens of people all around lying on yoga mats. And this was at the very beginning of my spiritual awakening. And I said, God, universe, source, show me what it is that you want me to be doing, you know? And they came in with that end vision first. I saw myself like at a Barnes and Noble or a Borders signing book copies and handing them out to people. And there's a line of people waiting to get their copy. And that's what I mean when I say they're going to show you the end vision first. So for a lot of people, that makes them feel overwhelmed or anxious. And Spirit saying, if this is resonating with anybody listening, that it's for you as well. But when they show you that end vision first, it's not supposed to make you overwhelmed or anxious, because it's like we have to reverse engineer it. So that's the end vision. And it might take us 3 years to get there, a year to get there, 10 years to get there. But if we keep chipping away at it, that's where we're headed. So just getting the vision itself is one ingredient. But another ingredient that's really important to your daughter, to a lot of people listening today, is belief in yourself. So if you get the vision from God, Universe, Source, hey, you're going to be writing this book, but then your egoic mind is coming in and you're attaching to it, and you're thinking, yeah, my egoic mind is right. Other people can do this, but I can't. I'm not a good writer. You know, all these things that we say to ourselves within ourselves, then we're missing an ingredient and you can't bake the thing. You can't manifest the thing. The belief in yourself, you owning it, is you stepping into your power and being like, nope, I'm not agreeing with my egoic mind. I am clearing that out of my head. Instead, I'm thinking, yes, I can do this. And even going into it and being like, yeah, now I'm visualizing myself. I'm at the borders. I am sitting there. There's a line of 1,000 people out the door. They're all waiting for their signed copy of the book. And then I see the book, another vision, and it's on the New York Times bestseller list. And now I can see the book in my picture and it's up in Times Square. That's how we attach to the vision that we want. That's how we start believing in ourselves. It's not just affirmations. That visualization is so incredibly important. But I would say visualization is a third ingredient. Belief in yourself is so vitally important, because if you don't believe in yourself, you could do all this other work in the world and it's not going to get you where you need to be. Belief in yourself, Archangel Michael just said, is the gatekeeper. It's a doorway that opens you to kind of like this roller coaster of manifestation energy, where now it's going to happen so much more quickly. But if you don't believe in yourself, now you're on the slow track. You're on the slow train. You're just chugging along. You're a turtle. You don't want to do that to yourself. You want to believe. It helps everything come together so much more quickly. And it's just such a fun journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what they want for her. Believe in herself, because that's going to help her manifest more quickly.
Oh my God. She's going to be so excited, because she's the one who introduced me to you. And then I joined your membership, and I've just, every morning I'm like, where is she? Wait, where's the story today? And like sometimes it skips a day and I'm like, oh, there's no.
Yeah. Aw, thank you, Jennifer. Yeah. I love that. Well, yeah, definitely give her those messages. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Yeah. So happy.
To everybody listening right now, thank you for being here as well. Thank you for listening to this show. You are my earth angels, and I couldn't do this without you. So thank you for being here. And to you, those of you who share this show with other people who you think it might resonate with, thank you so much for that as well. Love you, friends. Have a blessed, blessed day. Beautiful soul, thank you so much for joining me today. My name's Julie. You know I'm all about connecting you with messages from your angels and loved ones on the other side. If you've been listening today and you're super excited and just have to know which angels are around you right now, who's connecting with you, and what messages they have for you, go to theangelmedium.com. Register for a session. You can do a reading with me or a member of my team. We're all incredible. We all talk to angels daily, and we can help you in making sure that your angels are doing the very best they can to support you and guide you to your best life. If this sounds like you, virtual sessions, they're only offered on my website. Sign up today. And if you're the person who's really excited, you're ready to go all in developing all of your unique spiritual gifts, growing your intuition, starting your own healing business, you can sign up for my Angel Reiki School to become a certified angel messenger. That's for the healers among us who feel called to grow their intuition to the max and serve humanity with their gifts. You'll learn Reiki, mediumship, how to deliver angel messages, and how to get clients. That's the Angel Reiki School at theangelmedium.com, or DM me on Instagram at Angel Podcast with any questions. Before you go, connect with your angels by placing your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath. Imagine a doorway filled with God's unconditional love is right in front of you. Step into that love and feel it as it fills your body, chakras, and auric field. Now ask your angels, what would you have me know today? And open yourself to the positive, loving messages they have just for you.